Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're getting Phoenix weather as of tomorrow. Wow, it's going from 60 to 90.
Wow.
30 degrees by the end of 5 has arrived. We're going to be at 99, so that's a little unusual.
Oh, yeah, it is. Why no doubt.
Daddy.
Has arrived.
Arrived.
81 in on the coast area. It's kind of warm for here.
I was thinking, I bet you're really enjoying Del Mar right now when you look at the weather at Phoenix, huh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And even inland in California here, the inland area is going to be 110 and all of that stuff, too. It's going to be weird.
Well, so, I saw 117 one day on Phoenix. I don't know what day it was, but...
Yeah, I think it's. I think today's 111, tomorrow's 117, and then 118 on the weekend.
I don't care if it's dry or not. It's so hot, isn't it?
Right. Oh, golly. It's incredible how the temperatures can do that. Oh, well.
Such is life.
At least it's not that way every day, all the time.
Yeah, we can be thankful.
Absolutely. Anybody else joined us?
Good morning, it's Betty.
Hi, Betty.
How are you? Hey, how you doing, Jeannie?
Oh, good.
Great.
Like I said, I slept in a little bit this morning. But it's nice, the sun's out this morning, so it's not overcast. Usually it's overcast here in the morning. I have a beautiful, I'm sitting on the couch looking out the back door. We have, what's nice here is we get to sleep with the windows open. And we even sometimes sleep with the door open. That way Gracie can go in and out without waking us up. We have a nice little backyard. It's all rocks, but there's a big bird of paradise tree. With those big palm-type leaves and the flowers, it's just beautiful. So I get to sit here and look at that and think like I'm in Hawaii.
Yes. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
How close are you to the ocean, Jeannie?
I have to go up a hill, walk up a hill about a block, and then you make a right about a block and then down the stairs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it's nice, and that hill is a nice little hill to walk up, and those stairs are lots of stairs to go down. The surfers go down there. There's a lot of surfing right here. But yeah, we're just south of Carlsbad Beach.
So is it pretty nice beach area there too?
It is. It is. We had on the full moon a few days ago. Lynn and Clive were staying next door to us. And Lynn likes to walk, so we walked, yeah, she's learning how to fish. They're fishing right off the shore.
Oh.
She said, I want to learn how to fish, so Clive bought her a fishing pole and some bait and all kinds of things, and we went fishing one day. We walked, Clive drove down and brought the fishing gear, and we walked to meet him. But the ocean was... It was amazing. I figured out it was the full moon and the tide and all of that. The tide was up higher than normal, but it was crashing on the beach, and it built this huge sand dune. We realized we were walking crooked. We wanted to walk near the water, but there was not much beach left, so we were walking. It was really odd. And then lots of seaweed started coming up because of the action in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
So I caught a huge thing of seaweed out in the ocean. I've never been.
You mean when you went in the water, it wrapped around you?
No, I caught it on the end of my hook.
Oh!
Yeah, I thought I had this big fish. I was reeling and it was tugging, and turned out it was a big thing of seaweed. So, that's
what always amazes me about the ocean. One day you can have seaweed, the next day the water's out so far you can see pinnacles and see all the starfish on the beach that you don't normally see, that's covered up with sand, and it's just, you know, every day is a different look, or can be.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's beautiful. I took about 300 pictures of the same sunset, too. I'm like, okay, I must have really liked that one. Anyway, well, this morning I was looking at one of the emails I get, the Forks Over Knives email, and there was an article, Business Week, at Taco Bell, it's not, quote, meat, it's, quote, protein. So I was looking at the article. This was published June the 24th in the, what magazine is this? Business Week magazine. It's kind of interesting. It says, after all the pink slime and horse meat fiascos consumers have endured recently, the word meat just isn't working up the appetite like it used to. One euphemism you might see more of at lunchtime, protein. On July 25th, Taco Bell will start testing a new power protein menu in Ohio aimed at health-conscious consumers. It will include items with more than 20 grams of protein and less than 450 calories per serving, such as a burrito and a bowl, both served with a double portion of chicken or steak. The menu is already being tested under the name Fresco Power in Southern California. Missy Shapock, nutritionist and product manager for Taco Bell, says in an email that the company is using the protein label on its new menu because of the ingredients in the items. The emphasis on nutrition rather than meatiness is one consumers are likely to notice. And then they ran there's a company called Infegy, I-N-F-E-G-Y. The company that analyzes user-generated content on blogs, social media accounts, and other online sources. They show that 43% of conversations about meat over the last 6 months were negative and often included such words as bad, concerns, and problems. On the other hand, only 6% of conversations about protein were negative. Most people associated it with words like good, healthy, and delicious. The result, some 91% of conversations about the power protein menu have been positive, according to Effigy.
They're quick to change the wordage, aren't they?
Wow,
yeah.
Yes.
And it says, the last paragraph was, Taco Bell hopes that the menu will appeal to both men and women, unlike the Taco Bell Fresco menu, which has done better with women. Effigy says, so far, more women are talking about power protein. The menu is part of Taco Bell's recent commitment to making healthier menu by 2020. And there was a place where you could leave messages and stuff. One comment was laughing out loud, you know, LOL. Any health-conscious consumer would not be going to Taco Bell in the first place. They're getting the protein's making a comeback, the word protein, I guess. But, you know, when I was looking at the store of all the protein powders on the shelf, my gosh.
Oh.
It's like, you know, it's like the cereal aisle now. There's 3 billion cereals and 3 billion protein powders.
And I wonder how many of those say soy isolate. Well, whey or soy isolate is going to be the two biggies, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. Tell me again. The soy isolate is when they take.
They fractionate it. They pull it out of the soybean, so they get higher protein content. Everything's going for higher protein content, which is really going to play havoc with the kidneys and the organs of the body. The more they get in there, the worse it's going to get. So, you know, they're looking at obesity, but they don't have the knowledge to go any further and see that, you know, the way that they're doing it, the process. They put, see, McDougall, I think his statement was, if you're going to take out one thing, well, it was dairy, but it's also soy isolate. Don't eat anything. They know that if it doesn't cause cancer, it feeds cancer dramatically. Any cancer genes that your or cells that you've got in your body are going to be fed to the height with the soy isolate. So you never want that in anything as an ingredient on the label. Energy bars are horrific for it.
Yeah.
Quick fast foods are horrific for it. You'll be amazed at how many processed foods you can look at that have soy isolate in it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's the first ingredient. In the powders especially.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at one of the veggie burgers too, and it had, I think it was one of the first ingredients.
Yeah.
I remember which brand, but I was just looking at them all, you know, or the ones that were there at that particular store. I just couldn't
Yeah, when you go to the regular grocery store and you look for any of the alternative stuff, it's going to be, for the most part, pretty loaded with it. And, you know, I feel the same way about that as I do hydrogenated and high fructose corn syrup. If it's on the label, you know, I've been going through the pantry and still finding stuff that I hadn't looked at that has that in it, and it just gets dumped in the garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. That article from McDougall, is there one particular article?
You know, I'll have to, I think you could just do a search on there and you'd find it really quick, but just type in soy isolate. Any of his books that you pick up, you could probably go to the index and look at soy isolate. Or fructose corn syrup, or, what was the third one I said? Hydrogenated.
Hydrogenated. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, we shouldn't be looking, we shouldn't be worried about the packages, should we? If it's a bag of candy or a box, you know, let's stay away from it other than a bag of beans.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's try to ditch the packaged foods processed. Exactly. And that's, you know, I was talking with someone the other day about it. The whole key is the whole foods. And eat stuff that's real. And so it's what you eat the majority of. We were talking about organics. It's what you eat the majority of throughout the day. So I like to eat a lot of greens. It's one of my favorite things. So I make sure I get those organic when possible.
Yep.
If I ate a green once a month, then it might not be as important if it was organic or not. What were you going to say, Char?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing probably urgent, so.
Okay.
You probably covered it right then. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, in the summertime, I know one thing that popped in my mind, Jeannie. In the summertime, you can have one dish and put it on a big bed of greens, and you're the one that started me on that in the first place. You know, have, you know, other than a soup, you wouldn't necessarily pour a soup, but then some of the soups you put the veggies on top of. Like if you do a taco soup or you do a lot of the Asian soups have a full bed of sprouts and greens on top of the soup, and fresh chopped veggies, whether it be, you know, pozole with cabbage and radishes and you know, I can't remember what all else, a little bit of fresh oregano. There was something else that was chopped. Oh, fresh onion, minced fine according to Furman. And you've got you've got it all in one then, but the big bed of greens underneath some of the more traditional ones, you can do that on just about any of the ones that we would consider an entree.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot here since my schedule's a little tighter than it has been when I'm at home, and it makes me feel good when I know I've got to, I just take a big handful of greens and stick it underneath something or in something, or that way I know I'm getting more of that. And then I've been steaming vegetables, like I steamed some green beans the other day, and then we can snack on those, or I've cut them up in the salad. I did make Berman's healthy Thousand Island dressing the other day. It's so good. So good. And I had a cup and a half of cashews instead of just a cup, so I went ahead and made extra dressing. Because I think that'd be a good, you could dip vegetables in too.
Oh, yeah. I took and made two bags. Huh? I'm sorry.
Have you made that one in a while?
No, I haven't. In fact, I don't think I've ever made the thousand. Is that out of his book?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. See, I haven't done all of them in there. When I got the recipe, I found out my one-year subscription just ended, and I just used that as a reference point. You know, I think it was $39 for the year, and shoot, I pulled more recipes off of that than I could have ever accumulated out of one book. You know, for the membership price. But anyway, we'll do it again immediately. Anyway, I took and made both cashew cream and coconut milk, almost a cream. I made it a little bit thicker. Started with a fourth of a cup of coconut, shredded unsweetened coconut in the blender, and with two cups of water. No, with one cup of water. Sorry. One cup of water and a fourth of a cup of coconut. Run it on the longest automatic cycle. I was in, not the, Vitamix works perfect, or the Blendtec. I've been going back and forth between the two, using the Blendtec a lot because it's much faster to clean. But anyway, you run it for 1 minute and then you add another cup of water, or you run it for 90 seconds, you know, anywhere from a minute to 90 seconds, and then add another cup of water to it, and you got two cups for a heaping.
Monkey has arrived.
It was probably a third of a cup by the time I got through of shredded coconut, and I've got the bacon to make, and then I'll be set for salads for quite a while. Now, what I did with the two liquids, I did a tray of ice cubes with each one of them, so I can just pop them in either for ice cream or a shake. I can do the instant ice cream in the blender. Vitamix. I'll use the Vitamix for that because it's got the tapper. The other one doesn't have the tapper. So I can make something cold that's very satisfying. I even threw that trifle that I made in the freezer, what was left of it, and pulled it out a little bit last night, and it was good because it was not frozen really, really hard, but it was frozen enough that it was very, very refreshing. You know, there's so many little things that we can do that don't take any amount of time. And we got avocados.
Cashew cream.
Cashew cream is one cup, a half a cup of, I did a double, triple batch or whatever, what I need for another hollandaise sauce, because I'll make that up by the quart and just leave it in the refrigerator. I mean, I've had it in there an easy 2 months, and it does not go bad. You know, one of our benefits from not having animal in there.
Yes.
And it doesn't spoil, but half a cup of cashews makes two cups of cashew cream. And that's used I've used it in the ice creams, and I've also used the coconut milk, and even together, both of them, as part of the base, and then your fruit. And it's great. I've got to work on that a little bit. I don't have a recipe off the top of my head, but you can certainly Google it and come up with them. Huh?
Yeah. That's good to put
those. And just stay away from the sugar. Stay away from the sugars. I'm sorry, Jean.
No, that's it.
I've got that recipe book that shows a cup of sugar in every single one of the desserts that takes only maybe 2 cups of liquid. And I go, no, 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 that's not going to be how it is. The fruit will be the sweetener. And if I need any more, it'll be a dash of stevia, or else it'll be dates that are ground up in the batter, or, you know, in the mix that I'm doing, whatever. You want to make sure if you're doing it in the Vitamix, Jeannie can tell you this better than me. She's used it probably many more times for that.
Has arrived.
Everything cold and part of it frozen, right, Jeannie?
Yes. Yes. You know, somebody was telling me the other day about her. She said her sister is my neighbor at the fair here. Her sister is really up on health things and whatever, and she was saying that not to use the Vitamix. And I said, why? And she said, because my sister said that it heats up the food and that kills the enzymes. And I said, well, that is probably why when you're making something like a smoothie, you put lots of ice in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps that from happening. She said, oh, okay. Because I know they do. They cram it with ice at the end when they do their demonstrations. Lots and lots and lots of ice at the end. So
the only time I do the opposite is when I'm making the cashews, and it's probably not for the enzyme activity in the nuts so much. And that is, I will actually put warm water in because the cashews dissolve much faster, break down much creamier with that. But I always let it set and like I said, even freeze it before I make anything with it. So, you know, I don't know. I know the raw food people never. That's why I'm standing here juicing the wheatgrass by hand, is that you want all the enzyme activity in it and not the, you know, the heat from blades. So
mm-hmm.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, thank you. That's great. I posted on the blog yesterday I just thought of this, that red lentil hummus, the link.
Oh, good.
To that. Red lentil hummus from MichelleB-.com.
So you can post it yourself. Steve doesn't have to?
No, you can go in and comment. I joined the blog. You can go there, and there's a place where it says sign in or register, I believe. You can register to be a commenter. And,
okay.
Steve had sent out an email a couple of weeks ago, and he invited, if he sent it to several of us or whatever, invited us to host the blog, or not to host it, but to comment. And that's when I went in and did that. So I just made a post on there.
Okay. So if he wanted to, he could move it to the date of your call then? Is that what he would do maybe, or does it even need to be?
Well, that I'm not sure of.
Okay.
Well, that's what he did with mine. And I put
okay.
it and he moved it to that day.
Oh, good. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, that's super. My job for when it gets hot this afternoon, get on the computer.
Yes, perfect thing.
You can go sit on the beach and do it, Jeannie. I envy you.
No, wouldn't it be nice? Yes. I'll be going for a walk this evening. I've missed the last couple of days going for a walk down on the beach, but...
I did get the recipe up for the edamame rice salad as well, so that is on there.
Oh, wonderful.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. That would be good.
We're going to be cooking, guys. Well, you guys already are. Here I say we.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, I don't know if I mentioned this on a call before, we had a guy on Father's Day. Actually, he's a Vitamix worker, die of a heart attack. at the fair. And,
my goodness.
Yeah, 59 years old. And so there, a lot of people were in, you know, talking about it, talking about heart attacks and, oh, I've got to start eating better. And, you know, just my neighbors, several of my neighbors around me and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, and I guess he was standing in front of the Krispy Kreme or whatever, one of these Cinnabon booths or something when he had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. And
makes you wonder how much he applied, huh?
Well, I know. You know, and I'm like, isn't that interesting? I was talking with a younger couple. They sell this exercise equipment, and she is very much into health and nutrition. He looks like he is. He's probably late 30s, maybe early 40s, but he was saying something about, yeah, he just drinks a beer. He goes, yeah. He says, Jacqueline is really into all that health stuff, but she's sicker more often than I am. But, oh, really? We'll have to delve into that sometime. But anyway, he said, yeah, a lot of people dying around here. We were talking about it. So, and of course, at the fair, they put out a little newspaper, and they had an article about him, and, you know, how we'll miss him, and they had a memorial for him and stuff. And then on the back side of this thing, they're introducing the new Krispy Kreme, what do they call it, donut, or not donut, but a Krispy Kreme sandwich. A hamburger made with Krispy Kreme donuts or something.
Oh, my word.
A guy comes up with all this weird stuff every year. And I'm like, oh, you know. So, and then I hear of moderation and, you know, all these things. You know, it's pretty interesting. I always think of China Study, Moderation Kills chapter.
I was going to say, moderation and thinking healthy?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting how all that happens, you know. And
oh, man.
So, just a reminder to make sure that we continue to feed our bodies and minds with good things. It's good to, I really need to be reminded many times. But with the Kins and Vital Balance, I am really, that really straightens out my thinking. When I have that in the morning, I still love it. And so I think that's going to be very helpful for everybody. Any other comments or questions?
This is Mary Lou, and I have an odd question, and I can't figure it out. I've used the Vital Balance for 3 months. I guess I started probably in March sometime, and it's really been great, and it makes me feel better. I can't figure out and analyze why just all of a sudden one day the pounds changed. I hadn't been out to a restaurant to eat or anything else. Has this happened to anybody else? I mean, I'm weighing myself, but it's come back up on weight, and I can't quite figure it out. The changes I'm making, you know, I was going ahead and having a meal at noontime and a meal in the evening, and had been doing that all along. Has that happened to anybody else? My weight is not, in other words, it's not stayed down. It's become creeping back up.
What about your measurements, Mary, though?
I really haven't done them, Nancy, but I can tell with my clothes that my measurements are coming up, too, with the weight, you know, because I was really loose on all my clothes. But I'll do that today. I hadn't bothered to ask y'all, but I just wondered if that has happened with anybody you've sold it to or they're using it or what I've done wrong.
Were you on Roger's call? Mary Lou? Were you on Roger's call a couple weeks ago with Vance?
No, maybe not.
Go back and listen to it.
Okay,
well,
the one with Roger and with Vance's call?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go back to that pretty easily. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Monty.
Yes, I had exactly that same thing happen, and I will definitely say what Nancy just said. Go back and listen to Roger's call. But she had gained 11 pounds in 1 month after getting on Vital Balance. But her comment to me when she sent me the email was that, well, I'm about 90% off sugar, and I forget what else it was she said. I should have pulled it up. But when I got back in contact with her, and we started to go over her day in regards to what she was doing, we found out that not only was she not taking two shakes a day, she was taking one shake a day, but at the same time, when we got to, we found out that she was grazing an awful lot between meals, and particularly in utilizing a lot of carrots. Well, if you... of all the vegetables, carrots is the one that pretty much has a high in sugar content. Not that carrots aren't good for you, but when we really realized it, what she was doing, she called back 2 days afterwards, and she had said she had quit grazing and went on two shakes, and she had lost over a pound in about 2 days. So she realized where her eating habits were not what she thought they were.
Okay, thank you. I'll analyze more. And I mean, I know that's possibly, that might be a clue, because I've had more fruit than I was having in the afternoon, and that's sugar. And so I'll watch it, like having a banana sometime in the afternoon, and, you know, and then there's cantaloupe and different things at this time of the year for fruits. So I'll watch those.
Yeah, that's one of the things they said about even during the summer months, an article that I was reading, is that a lot of people start to gain weight during the summer months because they turn to eating an awful lot of fruit that they normally was not available during the winter, or they just felt that fruits was better to eat during the summer. I highly recommend what Nancy said to do, but
okay.
Let's go back and listen to Brother Summer.
Alrighty, I'll go back and listen to that. I think that's week back, and I thought that one was excellent the other day. I don't know, doctorish HD or a medical doctor that Vance had last week was so good.
Eckholm, yes,
Robin Eckholm.
And you know, I think about that too. I've done the same thing, and I've fluctuated up. And you know, it's not as nearly what you're talking about, Monty. But any fluctuation, I can feel around my middle when things are tighter, and it's mine's two things. When I started doing the hummus, I started doing root vegetables. I've got jicama on there. I've got a lot of carrot in there in the dish. Rutabaga, you know, and these are all starches. And then add that to the Italian bread that I've been baking, you know, for a snack. Boy, it doesn't take much to pull that up, and then extra fruit. Denny picked a crate and a half of fresh raspberries and a bucket full of cherries off of our cherry tree, and you know, and then came home with a whole bunch of blueberries. And so, you know, we're just packed with all this stuff. And it doesn't take a whole lot to have that reversed in a matter of a week. See a difference, you know, in the actual weight. And yes, my measurements would show it too, because my clothes are fitting tighter around the waist. But it will drop off really fast, plus taking in extra water, depending on when you're weighing. I mean, you can fluctuate a couple pounds with that in no time. But that is what you need to add, you know, to help the processing too. So yeah, you spoke up to the majority of probably the people on the call here.
Okay. Well, I have to remember that the older we get, unfortunately, the lower our metabolism becomes.
The more we need to be active.
Right. I mean, we can't go back to a metabolism of a 20-year-old, unfortunately.
Well, I worked off a lot of it in the garden last night. I didn't quit until... told Jeannie at the beginning of the call, I didn't quit until 9:45. It was so dark I couldn't tell what was on my organics, fertilizer that I was dumping in the hole in the because it was the same color as the dirt. So I said, I have to quit. So, yeah, get out and take advantage of the weather, too.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, we better get going here.
It also points up the one of our points that we look at for this call, and that's journaling. And I think it's really easy to kind of wander off the path, forgetting what we put in our mouth if it's not journaled.
Well, if you
need
standing up, it doesn't count, Betty.
Right, I forgot that one, Nancy.
Good reminder.
Get to your feet.
Well, enjoy your area, Jeannie. I know we're over time here.
Yes, I need to go. I am enjoying it. I'm going to keep these pictures in my mind here for when I go back on the 9th.
Clip some good ones for your cycle, or video board, whatever you're calling it.
Yes, absolutely. I'll do that.
It was 104 in Texas yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Here, where I live, it was 4, so do enjoy it, Jeannie.
Oh, I am. Second it all in for all of us.
Have a great
night, everybody. A great day. It's not nighttime, it's morning. Tomorrow.
Bye. To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.